Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "The temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, how do you feel about your body? Well, that's awkward, right? We have this really love-hate relationship with our body. Sometimes we're frustrated with our bodies because they hurt and they ache and they break down on us. Sometimes we idolize the body. Some of us are just obsessed with how our body looks. Others, or maybe we're obsessed with how somebody else's body looks. But on the other hand, some of us are ashamed of our bodies. Maybe hate our bodies or have even hurt our bodies. How comfortable are you in front of a mirror? You know, guys and gals typically do different things in front of a mirror, right? You ladies get in front of a mirror and you're fixing things. You don't like quite how it looks and see, so you're applying this and that and you're doing here, a little bit there. You look in the mirror, does this make me look? And of course, you never answer that question, right? Girls get in front of a mirror and they are fixing. Guys get in front of a mirror and they are flexing. We are so full of ourselves. Even the dude with the dad bod gets in front of the mirror and goes, "You look good." Right? And yet even we fellas, if we're honest, we don't always like what we see either. Which leaves all of us feeling rather insecure because you cannot separate your body from who you are. It's just not an accessory. It's a shell of, this is sort of the outside, but the real me is here on the inside, right? No. Now, our culture has been preaching this to us for quite some time, that you can identify in a way that is a contradiction to your body. But what I wonder is that really solving the hurt and the conflict that's going on inside there? God has created us, and therefore he has proposed to us that the visible part of who you are, your body, cannot be separated from the invisible part of who you are, your soul. And in fact, you're not two parts. You're one person, both body and soul. And soul and body are both made in the image and likeness of God. Your body reflects who God is also. And God is good, which means your body is good. In fact, when he finished creating everything, including human beings, he said, "It is very good." When he made the first human being, Adam, he formed his body out of the stuff, the dust of the earth, and then he breathed his own divine breath into his body. He inspired him. He inspirited him. And when we die and body and soul are separated, we say we are expired, expirited. But my friends, we're made to live. Whether it's now or at the resurrection of the body on the last day, we are, as human beings, we are embodied spirits, or We are inspirited bodies. You are your body. Your body is you. And you're not just anybody. You are somebody. So how do you feel about your body? How do you feel about you? Our gospel today is, even when you're not a believer, people love this story of Jesus, right? Rager Jesus going into the temple, tearing the place up, driving out the animals and tossing tables and barking at the religious authorities and throwing coins around. God's house was never intended for this. And so Jesus says, you've taken my Father's house and you've turned it into a marketplace. And this, of course, ticks off the religious authorities who are making all that coin. What sign do you give for doing this? Tear down this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. But the temple he was talking about was his body. Now let's connect those dots. Jesus calls the temple my Father's house. But then the temple is actually his body, which means his body is the Father's house. In Jesus of Nazareth, you have not only the Son of God come down to dwell in that body, to be a human being along with us, but he has such a close connection, a communion with his Father, that his Father dwells in him. Jesus is now the Father's house. So in a moment, when Jesus, who has this connection to his Father, gives his body and puts it into your body, what does that say? John Duggan, can I pick on you? You're not going to say no now? All right. Would you come on up here for a second, my friend? Thank you. If you don't know John, this is John Duggan. This is the Father's house. Thanks. Appreciate you. Now, how do you feel about your body? What does Jesus do in the body? He goes on, or Hebrews describes for us, consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired. He's talking about the Old Testament animal sacrifices. But a body you have prepared for me. And then I said, behold, I've come to do your will, O God, and by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. He sacrifices his body. He makes an offering of himself. What those animals and all of those sacrifices of the Old Testament could never do in that Jerusalem temple, Jesus now in his divine body has done for us. He's sanctified us. He's made us holy. He's purified us. And he's about to give that sacrifice to you and to me. This is my body given for you. Now we're getting at what is the purpose of our bodies. Now we're really getting at the purpose of our lives. Our bodies are a gift given to us so that we can be a gift. What if what Jesus says in the Eucharist, what Jesus gives to us in the Eucharist, is the way we lived our lives? This is my body given for you. The series is called Sacrifice. So far we've heard sacrifice your comfort, sacrifice your treasure. Today, sacrifice your body. That sounds like something ballplayers say, right? Sacrifice your body, take one for the team. You know what the scriptures say? Offer your body as a living sacrifice. You are your body, so offer the gift of you. Let me give a few examples. Number one, sex. This is what our sexuality is all about the gift of self. When a husband and a wife make love, they are saying to each other, this is my body given for you. And when it's anything else, that's when our sexuality begins to damage us and hurt us and to wound us. If that's the purpose of sex, this is my body given for you. You can't just go around and give that to anybody or everybody here, that person and that person. You can only give that to the person that you said, I will give my whole life for you for the rest of my life. But even in husbands, for husbands and wives, and husbands and wives struggle with sexuality too. Oftentimes it's because they're holding something back. You're not just giving bodies to each other, you're giving your heart to each other. You're giving your fertility to each other so you make babies together. When you hold part of that back, you're holding something back from this other person that you love. Or when we approach anybody else for what we can get, take from them. Sex is never about what you get. It is always about what you give. Number two, mothers. Moms, you are the definition of this is my body given for you. As that person inside of you begins to take up more and more space in your body, and then depends on you afterwards to feed from your body and your body to love and cuddle and care, let alone the delivery, which is a sacrifice of the body. I will never forget walking into the surgery room. Shelley had been prepped for her C-section. I was shocked when they had her arms strapped to her sides in the shape of a cross, as she was about to give her body to give life to my son and then later to my daughter. But you see, it actually, this is everything. This is the way we live life. This is my body given for you. Every helping hand, every act of bodily service, every time you come over, I'll come on this side this time, and you sit with someone who's hurting and in need, and you are bodily but also completely present to another person, you are saying, this is my body given for you. You're not just also, though, giving the gift of yourself. Remember what we said, this is my Father's house, so now I'm also giving my Father and his Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit to you. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 6. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. But right prior to that, he says this, do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because none of these behaviors is a gift of your body, a gift of yourself. It's what Pastor Veith said last week. You're not being who you really are. You are a temple. You are the Father's house. If you do these things, you're destroying or damaging the house. Yours or the person that you're hurting, or both. But then here's what Paul goes on to say. That's what you were. That's not who you are anymore. That's what you were. That's not who you are. You were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. Friends, when we are washed bodily in holy baptism, we become the temple of God. We become the Father's house. So sacrifice your body. Give the gift of you. Give the gift of your Father. Now, how do you feel about your body? We're going to close with a prayer that's going to be a sung prayer. Here he comes. Jacob's going to come up to the piano and play a song for us. And I'd like you just as he's, if you get to the end and you kind of pick up on it and you want to sing, that's fine. But I want you to just sort of listen and absorb the words and let them kind of flood your heart and be the prayer of your own heart. They're really, really beautiful.